Blog Talk Radio.
That nigga slutter, smut, the riders when they on Facebook. Catch them slipping at these rallies and they act real shook. 24-7 on the grind, my comrades putting it work. New generation, the Panther organizing the touch. Deal with the buzzers on the block, cause we the last ones that they got. Beat the people, bang on cops, political air and break the law. Couple cops for the masses, build community defense. While these bootlicking bougie ass niggas ride the fence. Used to was a booster, ain't no half-ends in the movement. I got elders and soldiers, fuck, still dedicated to it. It's a lifetime commitment, black riders gon' represent it. Flipping the tribalism with the OG locked in prison. But thanks to General Top, I sympathizing with the block. And nobody gave a fuck, so they assassinated Pop. Like they assassinated Malcolm, set him up to see Obama. But we coming for revenge, and I put that on my mama.
Like they wanna end police brutality.
But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense, the niggas say they wanna be free. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. I'm a rise to the day I'm buried, to go out in the burst of flames. My business as a revolutionary, I'm the last of a dying breed. Pray to God I live long enough to teach my seed, fulfilling my legacy. Ride on the enemy, I'm peak when they plot, but they more kept zipping niggas to start to kill on my block. These cowards fake as fuck, they rat you out to the cops. Smiley your face, but these niggas got me twisted like lies. Well, fake niggas I can't fuck with. Niggas are shady nowadays, so be careful who you rhyme with. Precision shots, only thing my gun spit. Niggas be working for the state, so they can less of they hit. Not every government agent wears a gun on his hip. Strategically placed cooperatives to roam in the midst. Gotta learn from my mistakes, separate the real from the fake. It's the reason why these bougie try to leave your niggas safe.
Like they wanna end police brutality.
But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense, the niggas say they wanna be free. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood to bleed.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police working at me, but they can't do nothing to us. Motherfucker.
kill. So open fire, so you kill me, witness my steel. Spitting it at the semi envious and after me. I'd rather die before they catch me, watch me bleed. Mama come rescue me, I'm suicidal, thinking thoughts. A minute to set every bullet flying when I'm caught. Fuck through my jail time, better day sacrifice. Don't get a chance to do me like they did my nigga tight. Suck it for life, and if you write the nigga die for it. As the motherfuckers try, at least you try for it. When it's time to die, to be a man to pick the way you lead. Fuck peace and the police, my ambitions as a fighter.
Taco representing the Black Rider, the new generation, Black Panther Party for self-defense. And we pushing an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a head for a head, and a life for a life. We pushing and we riding for death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, to imperialism, and death to fascism. This is the Black Survival Class Radio Show. We pushing hard for revolution and the absolute liberation and salvation of the Black nation. Call 657-383-0587 and press 1 with your comments and concern. Much respect and love goes out to all the Black folks listening in to this valuable truth of the Black Survival Class Radio Show. Today's topic will be the value of fighting back and armed self-defense against our root oppressors. Today's topic will be the value of fighting back and armed self-defense against our root oppressors. We must understand the enemy for over 6,000 years, the demon, the white man is evil, system of capitalism, has been pushing oppression, has been killing off our people, has been forcing us to build up this raggedy, filthy, scandalous system of racist America. We must identify our enemy. Ever since they bust through and invaded into Africa, we've been fighting these demon dogs back, slaying swords, tearing a hole in their ass. The only reason they was able to take us is because they came up with the gun. They understood that they could not defeat us in hand-to-hand combat on an eye-to-eye level. So they had to create an evil, demonic weapon of destruction where they can kill at a distance. We as Africans battle royally, honorably. We battle hand to hand, eye to eye, sword to sword, shield to shield, spear to spear. why these cowards couldn't handle it. We were slicing and dicing their ass up, sending their head, rolling head back to Europe. So they had to create that gun so they could kill at a distance. One of the first guns can only shoot one time. So that first contraption didn't work. Because we understood the honor of getting close. So after they bust that first shot, they knew they were going to be overwhelmed. They knew they were going to be overran and conquered and forced to run back to Europe with their white tails between their legs. So they created more sophisticated evil weaponry. And they moved to multi-fire, to rapid fire, to the Gatling gun. And that Gatling gun spit out round after round, mowing our people down, because these cowards thrill out to kill. See, we as Africans only battle to win the battle. The evil European and his white demonic psyche, which is bent on conquering nature, got a thrill out to kill. We as Africans just wanted to defeat the enemy and move on, whereas the evil demonic Europeans wanted to totally obliterate, totally eradicate the other side. And they got a thrill out to kill. Even still though, we battled these demons by taking over their raggedy slave ships they put us on. Things like Amistad took place. When we were slicing and dicing these dogs, even after they captured her, we bust through the chain, climbed to the top of that raggedy slave ship, and was taking heads, throwing bodies, letting them have it. We must never fall victim to the ignorance and the brainwashing, thinking that we was nothing but slaves, that we didn't fight back, that we didn't get down with the demons. Since we first came in contact with the white boy, we didn't get down with them. We understood the evil at a distance. Most Africans have such a sensitive group of connection with nature, and their senses are at such a high level that we can actually smell the demon dogs before we could even see them with our eyes. Not to mention that these demon dogs didn't have no understanding of hygiene or sanitation. They never took baths. They smell like dog shit at a distance. But from miles away, us Africans could smell them before we could even see them. And then when we did slide up on their buff ass, we was letting them have it out the gate from the get-go. So don't never fall victim thinking that we would just pass us and die found a bunch of cowards. Our people were royal warriors, trained in combat from a young age. And this is why this session represents the value of fighting back and armed self-defense against our ruthless oppressors. We must identify who we're going up against, though, for real. Because nowadays, and even back in the day, they had snitches, traitors, cowards, collaborators, working for the other side with our same skin tone. So we got to be on point for them, too. They got to get it, too. When Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale created the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense in 1966 out in Oakland, they understood the Brute Beast Police was just a military prong of the rest of the racist U.S. government. Yes, I said it, the rest of the racist U.S. government. The Brute Beast Police are nothing but pigs who come down to occupy, to colonize, and exterminate our people. We must accept the reality that they don't come into our community to patrol and serve. They only come to control and to take our people out. So we must clean up, wake up, and stand up and fight back, pushing armed self-defense against our ruthless oppressors. Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale began to do openly armed patrols against the pigs. Was perfectly legal. But their goal was to educate the rest of the community who the real enemy was, and that we can finally stand up against him with armed self-defense. But they understood that only their small unit, their patrol, their party could only do so much, that it was up to the people and only the people to save themselves. But they had to be educated to the correct tool, the correct machine that was used to take us down and put us in slavery is the same tool that we're going to use to get us up off this slavery, which is arm self-defense to the fullest. That's what we push it all day, every day, even on Sunday. We must understand that the enemy bleeds too. They want to paint this false notion that they are undefeatable, that they can't be countered using weapons that they bring down on our people. So we must educate ourselves on all fronts. Steve P. Noon and Bobby Seale understood that their small unit had to educate the community to community self-defense. But there are different forms of self-defense that we at Black Rider must understand. Let's go over a few of them. First, we have personal self-defense. Second, we have family self-defense. Third, we have community self-defense. Fourth, we have nation self-defense. And last but never least, we have the African world self-defense. So on a personal level, you must train and strengthen yourself to the fullest. We understand that we are some of the greatest warriors on the planet. We must train in martial arts and karate. And karate means nothing but empty hands. We must form our bodies into weapons. When we created Black Rider, the new generation, Black Panther Party for self-defense, back in 1996, we understood that Ronald Reagan and the rest of the racist U.S. government pushed the Mulford Act, which effectively stripped Black people of their rights, starting with the Panthers, to openly bear arms. So we began to train in different forms of martial arts, different forms of karate and kung fu, in order to strengthen ourselves and turn our bodies into weapons. And then we began to study and learn the value of personal self-defense. We must defend ourselves first and foremost as individuals. We must have the ability to do so with or without a weapon in your hand. Moving on, we must also train our family. Our families must be educated to self-defense. And this is so important because if one of us goes down as the head of the household, the husband goes down, then the wife should be able to pick up that cake, should be able to pick up that chopper and let the enemy have it all the way down the family line. And once we began to push this type of self-defense, we got to move to community self-defense and protect our people. Yes, we must protect total strangers because they are our people. They are our bloodline. They are our family. And we at Black Rider rise for the unborn. We rise for the dead and the living. We push to the fullest. Also, we must rise for the whole Black nation that exists trapped within racist America. So no matter if we are attacked in L.A., if we are attacked in Oakland and New York and Philly, we must all feel it and be prepared to travel to defend those respective communities and get with our comrades and reinforce the self-defense effort. And last but never least, the African world. We must feel it when we are attacked, no matter where we are throughout the diaspora on the planet. And we must move to create units in those areas that we can move to on a nationwide and international front to reinforce the self-defense effort. So that's personal self-defense, family self-defense, community self-defense, nation self-defense, and the African world self-defense. But as George Jackson teaches us that in order to do the proper surgery, in order to understand the need for the letting of the blood to cure the disease, white supremacy and capitalism is like cancer. It's like a disease that must expand to live. And we as revolutionaries must do the surgery correctly. We must know how to maintain that scalpel in order to do the surgery. But why must there be blood? There must be blood for the purification, for the reparation of the truth, for what they did to us. They must be paid back on all levels. So as we live, we must understand that different groups and different organizations have came about throughout our history. Let's look at some of them today. We have Nat Turner, Gabriel Prosser, Jim Marvesi, the Maroons and the Seminoles, back doing child slavery, for pushing, letting the enemy have it. Then we move on to other groups like Marcus Garvey and the UNIA created the Black African Legion for self-defense. And he was pushing sword, military drill, uniform, and letting the enemy have it. Then you have other groups that sprung up later, like RAM, the Revolutionary Action Movement, which was created by Max Stanford in the 60s. Then you got the Deacons for Defense, pushing hard in the South, one of the first openly armed groups. You got Robert Williams, who created an armed self-defense group out of the NAACP, even though they fired him later from his position. He still let the Klan have it. He was ran out the country. Then you have the original first Black Panther, which is the Lyons County Freedom Organization, was created in the South. It was one of the first armed self-defense groups that was rocking during the Civil Rights Movement, before even the Black Power Movement erupted later. And of course, you got the Black Panther Party for self-defense. Then you got later on the Black Liberation Army, Republican New Africa, different groups. So Black Riders stands in the line of true ancestors. We are connected to the history. We are connected. We're connected to the strategies of these groups who push the line for the absolute liberation and salvation of the Black nation. But we must understand, like back in the day on the plantation, you had a sister named Mary Turner who was pregnant, who the evil enemy tied her up after her husband, defending himself, was murdered, and they tried to attack her. They tied her up, doused her body with gasoline, and lit her on fire. They stuck a knife in her belly while she was burning and pulled the knife all the way down to where the fetus dropped, still connected to the umbilical cord, and the evil, ruthless oppressor sucked out the baby and continued to kill her. These are the type of atrocities that the ruthless white man committed on our people. This is why we must clean up, wake up, and stand up and push for the absolute liberation and salvation of the Black nation. Armed self-defense and armed struggle to the fullest. Let's go over some of the key issues of the Black Communal Program, which we must push right along with this armed self-defense to give our actions on the military level political connection. Because this is a political military situation we are trapped in. And we must put them together. The gun and the book go hand in hand to make a complete package of real self-defense, knowledge, and skills in battle. We must connect them. So when we look at the Black Communal Program, this is the reason. This will give us the strength, the courage to push that gun and sling them sword properly. So let's go with Black Communal Program. It states, we ride for the Black Communal Program because it is what we want and believe. A Black commune is a Black community built on the belief of sharing and mutual cooperation between all people of that community, which brings forth unity. What is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine. I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. This is a belief system that Black people have held since the beginning of human existence. It allows us to ride out any storm in perfect unity. This is the type of black community that we ride for. Point A, we ride for total liberation. Point B, we ride to put a stop to the thievery by capitalists of our black community. Point C, we ride for maximum and complete employment for our people. Point D, we ride for freedom of speech. Point E, we ride because we demand the cases of all black people held captive in the jails and prisons of America reopened, reinvestigated, and retried by members of the black community. Point F, we ride for decent housing fit for shelter of human beings. Point G, we ride for education for our people that exposes the true nature of this decadent American society. Point H, we ride for an end to the drug problem. Point I, we ride for all black people to be exempt from military service. Point J, my favorite, we ride for an immediate end to police brutality and murder of black people. Point K, we ride for full medical attention that should be given to all black people. Point L, we ride for an end to environmental racism and to stop the disruption of the earth's ecological balance. Point M, we ride for land, technology, bread, housing, education, clothing, medical care, justice, peace, and an end to environmental racism. Black power, black power. All this is written underneath the gun. The gun is at the forefront of our activity because we understand that the ruthless enemy will push a line at any group that represents freedom fighting. He will push a ruthless gallant campaign like the counterintelligence program that was launched on the original Black Panther. Since then, agents and snitches launched vicious attacks, so we must be prepared to defend ourselves from these attacks, just the outright attacks, but the covert, the counterintelligence attacks that the enemy will push inside of our organization, of Black Riders, so we must turn these enemies. So he will launch different types of attacks. He will launch kidnapping campaigns. He will infiltrate to steal information. He will assassinate us. He will jail us. So we must be prepared to defend ourselves as we push forth for these true political demands. We're going to bring on our co-host, our MOD, our Minister of Defense, King Samir, who's going to represent to the fullest. He's been pushing the line for over 30 years, over 30 years for the absolute liberation and salvation of the black nation. And these are the reasons for the value of fighting back and on self-defense against our ruthless oppressors. All day, every day, even on the Sunday, is death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. Power!
Power! Black power, black power. Black power, black motherfucking power. Hey, man, let me just tell y'all right now. If you were not paying attention to everything our general just said, then you might as well take your phone and shove it up your ass. I'm going to tell you just like it is. Power, sir, how are you? Black power, black power. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, black power.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Well, let's rock and roll. I want to say grand black power salute to our black power general, Khalid Abdul Muhammad. I want to send a grand black power salute to a man, another man I can never give even a million words for. There's not enough words in any language that I could give for this man. Comrade, a friend, a brother, a big brother, and at times even a little brother. But I speak none other. Chairman, former Philadelphia chairman, and national field marshal of the new Black Panther Party under Hashim Nzinga's leadership, I speak of my friend, Heru Kahudi. And I'm honored to be Black at You on the first of the month. So I know you got your stamps, you got your food, you got your liquor, you got your weed, you got whatever you need to get ready for the Black Survival class tonight. So it ain't no excuses. You ain't got to run to the store. Stop giving the damn Koreans your money. So we're talking about tonight self-defense. Self-defense. The defending action of self. I'm going to give y'all some very vital information tonight. Because we're going to bust it up. You dig? But I want to start off with, what is the need of self-defense? Why on earth, if we are such a godly and righteous people, why on earth, if everything is just love and peace, brother, why on earth should we have to talk about self-defense, armed defense? Obviously, this means somebody goes against the grain of righteousness. Somebody goes against the grain of nature. Somebody goes against the grain of good and justice and unity and harmony and balance and order and reciprocity. Somebody hates that. Somebody on this planet killing the original man since they have came on this planet. And I know you boot-licking, butt-sucking niggas have no idea on who the hell I'm talking about, but I'm about to give it to you. Just give me one little tick here. So, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches. But I thought this was Black survival. I thought we was talking about guns and killing crackers and beating up white, bending ourselves. And yes, fool, we are. But you have to understand why, who, when, where, and how the hell we got in this damn condition that we still, in 2018, have to talk about arm yourself or harm yourself. See, we got a new slogan. If you can't recruit them, shoot them. We don't have the time to be babysitting you punk-ass niggas. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad asked the question, pardon self, Master Farad Muhammad asked the question to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the question was asked is, what is devil? What is devil? Answer, man, which is made weak and wicked. Let's stop right there. I'm teaching you about your enemy. So we got to start from the very root of your enemy so you have a clear understanding on how these motherfuckers work and operate. It said a grafted man. Black man, you ain't grafted. I don't care how many implants you get, sister, how many butt plants you get, how many
sexual organ transplant to be a trans faggot, you want to get. The black man and the black woman is the original man. That is the nature of us. We cannot get away from it, no matter how much you faggot niggas try to change. So if we are the original man, and there's another kind of man on the planet, that has to mean he obviously is not original. So therefore, in the laws of nature, if it's not original, it's a copycat. It's a substitute. It's a wannabe. It's a try to be. It's a grafted thing. Graftation, process of taking something from its original state and making it weaker and weaker and weaker. Now, I know y'all might think I'm talking some spookism, some crazy stuff. Well, in order to understand the power of a gun, you got to understand the power of your enemy. This grafted thing, by nature, is brought into existence laboratorially to cause havoc everywhere he goes, everywhere her whore ass goes. They are to wreak havoc. They are to cause bloodshed. They are to cause chaos. Cause the god and the goddess to hate one another. They are to cause the black race to see no value in each other, so much to the point we murder and kill, rape, maim, torture each other in the name of Jesus. Yes, you do. Because you go right back, Lord, please forgive me. Oh, Jesus, please forgive me. Yes, you do. So a devil, not just the white man, the white race. I don't give a damn if it's a white rat, it's a devil. It's a devil. A grafted man, which is made weak and wicked. This is why your enemy only has three layers of skin. This is why your enemy only contains 6 ounces of brain power. This is why your enemy, the average lifespan, is about 75 to 80 years old. 75 and 80 years old, sisters is still running around here getting fit, jogging, doing marathons, and these crackers is looking like dried up damn raisins as soon as they hit 35. This is because they're made weak and wicked. It's their wickedness. Their wickedness is why we still have to have these kind of conversations. Their wickedness is still the reason why we still have to have revolutionary organizations, because these motherfuckers are unable to get along with in peace. So the next part of the answer says, or any grafted live germ from the original is a devil. If it's taken from the original, it's a devil. Let me give you another example. How many of y'all drink grapefruit juice? Don't lie. Raise your lying black hand. It say black power or something. Don't lie. How many of y'all still eat grapefruit? Raise your lying black hand. Don't lie. Well, grapefruit is a grafted fruit. it has been grafted from the DNA of a lemon, an original fruit, and grafted from the DNA of an orange, an original fruit, the DNA from the seed, and put them together and created a grapefruit. It don't look nothing like a damn grape. But it's a grafted fruit. A Doberman Pinscher is not a natural dog to the dog species. It's a grafted dog. The white man is a grafted dog. Any live germ grafted from original is devil. So now we go into the next question, and it says, and can you reform devil? The answer is no. Now listen to this very carefully. All of the prophets have tried to reform him, the devil, but were unable. So they have agreed that it cannot be done unless we graft him back to the original man, which takes 600 years. So instead of losing time grafting him back, they have decided, the prophets have decided to take him off the planet, who numbers only one to every 11 original people. Trying to figure the hell out, if the prophets have decided that this devil cannot be reformed, where on God's beautiful black earth does Al Sharpton think he can change the white man? Where on God's black earth does Messy Jesse think he can change the white man? Where on God's black earth does Kanye South think he can change the white man? Where do these niggas think they can change the white man if the prophets could not change, and they have all agreed that the white man, the white woman, the white child, their white dog, their white goddamn breath that comes out of their cracker, pale, frail, and stale lips need to be removed from the planet? If Moses had to sleep in a ring of fire to protect himself because the white man in the cave and hills of Europe was so damn savage, Moses did not trust him because these crackers would have ate Moses up because they were such cannibalistic beings. Huh? So if Moses had to go on top of the Isle of Patmos onto Mount Pelon and make the decision, ready to stick a shaft of dynamite into the Caucasus Mountain to blow up every single cave bitch and cave pup inside of the Caucasus Mountain. Moses even said, these people are unruly and unfit for life in civilization. What the hell do you look like, you boot-licking niggas, thinking you're going to change the white man, thinking the white man is going to be good to you, thinking this cracker is going to pat you on the head just a little softer? Hell no. These motherfuckers is putting bullets in our heads, fool. So instead of grafting him back, they have decided to take him off the planet. This is the only thing crackers understand. Bang, bang, and boom, motherfucking boom. They don't understand no goddamn we shall overcome. They don't understand no goddamn hands up, don't shoot. They don't understand no goddamn I can't breathe. Let me lay down for you, Mr. Pig, while you kick me in the damn forehead, and I'ma just lay here. Don't shoot me, sir. I can't breathe, master. Don't shoot me, sir. I can't breathe, master. Don't shoot me, sir. Please stop shooting us down, master. Can't we all just get along? You niggas is crazy. You deserve death. Because you're a fucking coward and you're no good to the liberation of the African struggle as a damn punk, as a damn sissy, as a 300-pound goddamn faggot. You're no use to us. You in the damn way, and you deserve to be lynched. The black woman is being harassed sexually and mentally and emotionally every day by the goddamn cracker, and all you can do is look at that snow bunny. Damn, she got a fat ass for a white girl. Look at you, nigga. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us and showed us that the cracker bitch that you call Snow Bunny would be nothing more than another part of Operation Dirty Tricks, because the white man knew and understood that we got to bring this nation down to its knees. So how can we further put the black man against the black woman? We send our women in. Huh? You know white women ain't got no ass, black man. You know Penelope is 6 foot straight up and straight down this 6 o'clock. You know that. But now look at these bitches. Running around here, asses all fat and jiggly, and you niggas is drooling out the goddamn mouth. Your enemy has studied you. Your enemy, the white race, has mastered you. He know what you like. He knows your psychological sickness. He knows and understands your bitter side. He knows and understands your urophilia. So he keeps pumping and pumping and pumping with his propaganda to keep you asleep, to keep you unarmed, to keep you unprepared. Sit around here watching Power and Empire and all these gay-ass shows and don't know nothing about nothing about nothing. Don't know nothing about disinfecting water. Don't know how the hell you gonna eat tomorrow. Don't know how to rob a bank if necessary. How to take over an arms depot if necessary. How to store a cache of food. God damn it, we talking about survival. Every damn show, even on Do the Knowledge Radio, for the last 3 years, we've been giving you survival tactics, survival education, survival information. Get prepared, and you still have done nothing. But you sit around waiting on the next motherfucking presidential election. Because you hating Trump so much, but you still got that white bitch in your bed. So you've been duped, you've been fooled, you've been bamboozled and hoodwinked all over again, pal. So we're not talking about when the revolution starts. The revolution started back in 1555, and I'm going to take it back even further to 1462, when that old Queen Elizabeth sat down with the king and the other queens of European nations and created the economical foundation of slavery of the African race. That's when the revolution needed to begin. That is when war on the black race of African land from these fucking Arabs, from these fucking Chinese. We are at war with everyone because Africans have no goddamn friends on the planet. So you can keep Becky in your fucking bed thinking that this bitch is going to side with you on that glorious day of white judgment and white destruction. Becky is going to show you how much of a cracker her nasty ass really is. And you so damn sleep. You so damn dumb. You so damn deaf. You so damn blind. Devil loves you. Black man, you God. The devil don't love God. Black woman, you the goddess. The devil don't love the goddess. They're against everything of righteousness. They're against everything created and manifested in this universe by God. The original man. I ain't talking about no faggot cracker sitting up in the damn sky with a fucking video camera. I'm talking about you, black man. You, black woman. Talking about arms, we are not just talking about guns. We are talking about preparedness. Self-defense does not mean just a damn gun. Please stop thinking that. And I say that because quite many people always ask me that. As the first line of defense, I'm going to get me a gun. What kind of gun I need to get? Yes, the gun is necessary. This cracker flavor out of the barrel of a gun. You goddamn right. But if you're outnumbered or outmaneuvered, if you're surrounded, if you don't have your gun on you at that particular moment, what you gonna do? You better learn how to create knives with your hands. Use your knives, use your hands as knives. Pull so hard his head fall off. Huh? Spear hand this damn devil right through his sternum and pull his goddamn heart out. In self-defense. I know you ain't gonna go out and attack no cracker. You're too damn scared, most of you, to even listen to the damn show once King Samir gets on. You'll run any goddamn way. Some of you niggas scared of the white man. You scared to dream about fighting this cracker. But you better learn martial arts. Learn African martial arts. It's very proficient. It's very miotic. It helps balance the spirit, balance the soul. And it keeps you on a African tune. So as we're kicking crackers' asses to the beat of the African drums, don't you feel that? Can you hear the drums, family? Can you hear the sounds of revolutionary war cry from the African drums? I hear it. I hear it. I hear the call. It's time to wake up, clean up, and stand up. I hear the call of Wukusu. Say it with me, Wukusu, the call of waking up, cleaning up, and standing up, and being ready for revolution, being ready for liberation, and being ready to kill some motherfucking Becca Woods if necessary. But the only way we're going to get liberation is we got to kill some Becca Woods. You can't run. You can't hide. I don't give a damn how much food and water you got stored. You're going to have to kill some crack. Don't hide underground all your life. God damn it, get rid of a couple of these motherfuckers, then go underground if necessary. In self-defense. We're talking about defending ourselves. We're talking about the law of nature itself. I don't give a damn what fucking laws these crackers make. Fuck gay laws when it comes to you defending yourself. We're talking about your life. No cracker law override your life. Cracker put his gun up to your head. Take his goddamn gun and shove it up his ass. Punch him in the stomach, and every time you punch him in the damn stomach, the trigger goes off. Belly pig, hit his ass right in the damn gut. Make him shit on himself. In self-defense. Because I know you ain't going to go out and attack no damn body. We're talking about defending ourselves. Pick up a damn rock if necessary and bust this cracker in his damn face with the rock if necessary in self-defense. Shove it up the cracker's ass and put him... plant them in the ground like they have done the Tasmanian race of people in self-defense. Sharpen up your goddamn machete and cut this cracker's head and make him squeal like a fucking pig as his blood just pour all over your damn Black Riders uniform. Cracker just squealing like a fucking pig. Can you hear it, family? I hear the sound, and it's a wonderful sound, because it's my enemy squealing like a fat, nasty, red pig that he is. Cut his goddamn head off. Nice and slow. Don't rush. We got all day. Huh? We got some African names to call out. We're going to have us a ceremony on this one. In self-defense. Are you feeling me? Some of y'all haul-assing right now. Y'all done turned back to your coon-ass radio, bumping Little Stain, Little Wayne. Y'all don't want to hear nothing about no real survival, no real preparedness, no real revolutionary talk. You don't want to hear this. You want to hear some, well, the economic value of Africa has risen 25%. So I think if we just create a few more economic situations, this would get us out of this. The white man would appreciate us then. Shut your coon ass up. The white man has taken Africa by force. The hell are you talking about? And we gotta take it back by force. But some of you niggas can't even maintain control in your own household. So we ain't even gonna talk about your hood, the community, the race. You can't even control yourself. Scared of your own damn self in the mirror. Kowtow. You submit. You bootlick. Just to be a part of the system. There's going to come a time we're going to start getting rid of you niggas. There's going to be a drop squad. And just know, when coons start disappearing and they come back killing crackers, can you imagine T.D. Jakes? Can you imagine Klepto Dollar killing crackers? Because they've been drop squad. Can you imagine Carnell West? Tavis Trown, Tavis always smiling. Yes, you bossing ass niggas. But these are the people your enemy promotes to you as a way to be free. Just integrate and everything will be all right. Well, Satan said to Yahshua on the mountain, all of this can be yours if you just sell out. If you just sleep with one white woman, just one, have some backdoor sex with a faggot, just one time, or just denounce black liberation, or denounce any revolutionary leader, especially that little motherfucker King Samir. If you could just denounce him, if you could denounce General Taco, because you know, you know them two together is too much. So if you could just denounce them, if you could just create havoc and make the people turn against them, if you could try to separate them, like we did Huey Newton and the rest of the Panther Party. If you can create a division between the factions, if you can create a division between all the formations, the new Black Panther Party and the Black Riders, and, you know, they're trying to create alliances together and create their forces, and, you know, the same way they cargo, you know, they're still doing the same kind of bullshit today, and you boot-licking, dick-sucking niggas are still following behind these motherfuckers. You're still leaning towards them every time somebody gets shot. You're calling Al Bobblehead Sharpton or Messy Dick Licking Jackson, or you're calling one of these coon-ass pastors to come save you from the white man. But nobody's going to save your ass from this cracker until you realize that you are the God, you are the revolutionary, you are the freedom fighter that's going to save yourself, save black people, and save African liberation, black motherfucking power.
Black power, black power. All day, every day, even on a Sunday, we pushing for the absolute liberation and salvation of the black nation. This is the Black Survival Class Radio Show. We're going to go to the callers now. We got phone call 323-419. Speak up, Black Power.
Black Power, you're on live with Black Survival Class with Black Riders Radio. Black Power, speak up, speak up. All right. Thank you for listening.
Okay, we're
going
to move on to the next caller. 510-712 Black Power.
All positive people, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Black Power.
All positive people. This is Eda Ref, Minister of Public Relations, Black Riders Liberation Party, calling live out of Oakland, California. Salutes to General Taco. Salutes to Minister of Defense, King Samir Shabazz, and all the comrades across the globe holding it down. You know, can't stop, won't stop, shank to a tank, bulletproof love. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather stand on my feet than die on my knees. I'd rather fight on my feet than die just for no reason. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to leave with a welcome, a warm welcome and greetings to all my comrades. You know, keep fighting in the struggle. You know, we got to defend ourselves against white supremacist terrorism. You know, it's a God-given right to defend ourselves and restore the balance of universal law. Power to the people, black power, bulletproof love.
Bulletproof love, power.
Black power, all day, every day, even on the Sunday. Moving on to the next caller. 510-967. Speak up, black power. Okay, we're going to move on to the next caller. 786 484, 786-484. Black Power.
Black Power, brother. This is Sister V from Miami, Black Panther Party Miami chapter. I just want to commend the general. I'm getting my comrades to listen in every 1st and 15th. I've been trying to keep up with him. He's truly an inspiration, and I just want to follow in and have him and King Samir as true mentors for me. And I'm just trying to, you know, do the best that I can out here in Miami. So I'm going to be listening in every 1st and 15th.
All right, all right. We definitely appreciate you, comrade. And keep up the hard work. And anybody that tells you this work is easy, they're a damn liar.
That's right.
Get far away
that's
from
right.
You.
I know that's right.
We appreciate you, soldier.
Yes, ma'am. Black
Much
Power.
Love.
Sister
Thank
Nelson,
you.
Want to give you a super Black Power salute for all the activities you've been putting down in Miami. Really been going strong. Black Power all day, every day, even on a Sunday. We're going to move
Thank
on
you,
to
sir.
The next caller. Black Power, sister.
Black Power.
We got Black Power. We got 302-897.
302-897. 302-897. You are on the Black Survival Class live, Black Riders Radio. Speak up. All right.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on into the next caller. 323-419. One more time. Black Power.
All right.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you, Queen. Power to the people. Can you hear me?
Black
yes,
Power.
Ma'am.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Power to the people. Starting that orange black ice coming out the red zone down here in Los Angeles. Sitting
oh,
over here
damn.
With a couple of recruits. Sitting out here listening to the show with a couple of our recruits, some comrades, and some brothers and sisters from the community. Y'all got the show hot. It's lit. We're going to keep on pushing. We're going to keep on pushing the line. And in the words of our National Minister of Defense, the white man is still the motherfucking devil. Power to the people. Power.
Power. Power. We'll move on to the next caller. Try this again. 510-967. 510-967. Black Power.
Black Power, Power to the people. Can you hear me out there?
Black Power, Black
yes,
Power, Power to the people.
Power to the people, Conrad. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is Sergeant EJ, the Black Lives Liberation Party, calling from South Central, California, L.A. And definitely here into the show, man, dropping jewels from General Taco, Minister of Defense King Samir, you know, just laying in on our people, you know, for our people. And definitely getting at the white man simultaneously, too. Today, we are touching on and what the class is about and definitely all about. Every show is about survival and about survival and self-defense. And it's very important for us as revolutionaries and as people, like King Samir just stated earlier, that self-defense doesn't always mean the gun. You know, self-defense doesn't mean just shoot them up. And that's it. No, self-defense. Also, relies on education, and education is extremely important for revolutionaries and our people to have a plan, have a formula, and a recipe to know exactly how we're going to be engaging and moving. It is foolish, it is asinine to believe that we can come up with an idea or some kind of elusive dream that our people could follow without any participation in education. Now, of our people, we have to realize that education for us does not derive or just rely on these schools that exist or universities that exist in America or behind a degree that it actually exists within our necessity to, like General Taco stated, to know exactly what the problem is so we have the proper solution and remedy to bleed it out. And our people can't do that if we're not properly educated. The masses will not move if they're not properly educated. We can't bash our people's ideology or believing in white supremacy if we're not educating them away from me. We are culturally lost. We have a stolen identity. We have no political power or social power in the society. And for us to believe that we can just engage with the enemy without a plan or educating them is foolish. Criticize or scrutinize our people without any kind of telling them exactly what the problem is. That's what these classes is about. That's what political education is about, cultural education is about. So we have knowledge of self, know who we are, know exactly who the enemy is. It just doesn't make any sense for us to have projects and complain about how our people are not inputting in when we don't create blueprints and agendas. That's working backwards. Then the call on people, you know, as for shiftless, workless, lazy niggas, and we can never have shit, is falling to the hands and the methods of the white man has us already for a self-hatred. We can't say we love our people, then want to quit on our people when we don't get the support that we aim for, we want. Ridiculous. And we're supposed to have unconditional love. No matter how many times our people say no to us, we still acknowledge the ones who are still moving on and be patient and to break off the chains of mental slavery in our people. That's why education is very important. You can't just pick up a gun and just start shooting. You got to know the mechanisms of that gun. Got to know exactly what caliber it takes. Got to know what kind of cartridge it takes. Got to know how to clean it. That's the same thing with our brains. Our brain is our most powerful gun and weapon that we have when we use it together. Now, we could do a whole lot of things by ourselves. When you're being innovative, when you have enthusiasm and charisma and really want to engage, you could do a whole lot of stuff by yourself, but that's a single individual. And we also need backup and contingencies and be able to relay messages and relay actions towards each other so we can be moving forward against our enemy. That's very important. So before you call our people, you know, shiftless, lazy niggas, and this is the reason why we can't have anything, and black people this and black people that, it's just given to the hands of how much the enemy has really played on you. It has given to the hands of the enemy, see how much damage he really did. Covertly and psychologically. You can't give him that length, and you can't give him that rope. You give him that rope, he's going to hang you with it. People who claim to be revolutionary, who say they retired from revolution, is insane. It's foolish. It's just plain dumb. You can't retire from something that's ongoing. This is not a career. This is not a hobby. This is not to be iconified or immortalized in pictures or immortalized in video just to be seen on camera shooting and say you're helping the people. No, really help the people and educate the people about really knowing who they are as far as knowledge of self and knowing who our enemy is and know how much things our enemy is doing and institutions that's in play with racism to really bar us and redirect us, misdirect us from being liberated. It makes no sense also to make statements as if our people has done far worse than what the enemy has ever done to us. It's ridiculous and it's asinine. It needs to stop. We are being killed every day. There's genocide, ecocide every day. And it's not because of the devised mechanisms that we create. No. It is by the hands of the imperialistic, white supremacist, fascist system that we're in. That's the true enemy, and that's who we need to be aiming for. Like, was King Samir and many other people across the continent, one aim, one bullet, one settler. That's all I wanted to say, comrades, and people and listeners listening out there. Education is very important. It is key. Read, 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 read. Every day, everywhere, study everything. Every line you see, even syllables need to be analyzed and to the T. Because the white man's English, these bastardized words we speak, have more definition behind what we really are saying. And one last thing before I get off the line is that when we speak of self-defense, especially for blackness, take the definition of the European gave black and take that off. Everything you think is negative, everything they think is evil, impure, that they define black, take that off. And don't tell me that being black is wrong, that I shouldn't call myself being black, or we shouldn't call ourselves black people. There's more power in black than you even think there is across the globe. You turn the lights off across the whole universe, and you'll see one speck of salt in this galaxy, which will be the white man, and majority be the pigmentation and melanin of our people. So get out of here with that BS. Education for our people, and the motto is educate to liberate. Educate to liberate. Black power, power to the people. Power.
Black power, black power. All power to the people. Respect and love goes out to all the black riders and black people listening in to the Black Survival Class radio show. We're running a long time right now. Got a few minutes left. I just want to say this. All of our activities and all of our actions, our survival program, all is designed to raise consciousness, to get black people to understand the value of fighting back and armed self-defense against our ruthless oppressors. This is what we must clearly understand, all of our activities, is to raise the consciousness of our people, to educate them on the necessity and the value of fighting back and armed self-defense against our ruthless oppressors. Armed struggle to the fullest, all day, every day, even on a Sunday, is freedom or death. Death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. I'm going to pass the mic to M.O.D., King Samir. Any last comments? Black power. Okay, we're going to close out. Tune in on the 15th of October. Same black time, same black channel. We pushing for the absolute liberation and salvation of the black nation on this Black Survival Class radio show. With that black riders like though. Black Panthers all day, every day, even on a Sunday. Power!
That nigga slut a smut, the riders when they on Facebook. Catch them slipping at these rallies and they act real shook. 24-7 on the ground, my comrades putting it work. New generation, the Panther organizing the turn. Deal with the brothers on the block, cause we the last ones that they got. Feed the people, bang on cops, political air to break the lock. Couple times for the masses, build community defense. While these boot licking bougie ass niggas ride the fence. Unused to us a boost, ain't no half-ends in the movement. I got elders and soldiers, but still dedicated to it. It's a lifetime commitment, black riders gon' represent it. Flipping the tribalism with our OG bout to prison. But thanks to General Top for sympathizing with the block. And nobody gave a fuck, they assassinated Pop. They assassinated Malcolm, set him up to Tijuana. But we coming for revenge, and I put that on the mama.
Like they want to end police brutality, but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? And the same sense of sickness say they wanna be free. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, nigga sweat and keep it G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood to bleed.
I'm a rise to take, I'm buried, to go out in the burst of flames. My business as a revolutionary, I'm the last of a dying breed. Pray to God I live long enough to teach my seed, fulfilling my legacy. Ride on the enemy, I'm peeping they plot, but they won't catch the zipping niggas and start to kill on my block. These cowards fake as fuck, they'll rat you out to the cops. Smiley your face, but these niggas got me twisted like locks. What fake niggas I can't fuck with. Niggas are shady nowadays, so be careful who you run with. Precision shots, only thing my guns fit. Niggas be working for the state, so they can less of they hit. Not every government
government agent wears a gun on his hip. Strategically placed cooperatives still roaming the midst. Gotta learn from my mistakes, separate the real from the fake. It's the reason why these bougie try to leave your niggas safe.
Say they wanna end police brutality,
but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense, the sinkers say they wanna be free, but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the team. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood to bleed.
Machinery so big, it ingenuity virtually indestructible. It comes around from men and historically poop and functional. Duplication in China with a slightly shorter muscle, though. My birthplace was a Russia, most popular across the globe. When about they call me Chop, Muslim, I call me Rashad. Get my nickname from the sounds that I be making when I'm knocking. Dump around with the establishment from the Middle East to Compton. Find me rocking with the fashion, new list with limited options. The shots is down in the bottom, trotting it down the knowledge. In the hands of the oppressors, where you find me the most common. But 40 to 100 for meta minutes to rockers. As soon as my chamber's locked, in my owner can get it back. Make an arsenal no complete. I'm the gorilla's choice of weapon. What's my motherfucking name? They call me AK-47.
Yeah, oink oink bang bang. Real power come from the barrel of a gun. See, Mao Zedong teaches us the war is just politics with bloodshed. Politics is just war without bloodshed. So we gon' let these shots see for us. Arm struggle, motherfuckers. Arm up.
I'm the Uzi, the trusty Tuli. I bust smoothly, I'll leave blood spewing. I'm the fully made by the Yehudi. I bust nines, you can use two of me at one time. Specialize in suppression, fire, and drive-by. 600 rounds per minute is how I'm fitting. Just picture when the clip is extended. This shit is ridiculous. Sometimes I hold 30, sometimes I hold 50. I'm light so you can lift me and move swiftly. I get busy. I don't do long distance or have good position. My position is counter-offensive. I'm vicious. I leave you dripping to everybody that's chilling with you. I'm relentless. Everybody can get the issue. I can buy you time so you can find a new place to hide behind. I'm not reliable. I'm designed to survive. Try me. Rah! That's what it sounds like when gorillas cry. Hey! Have a cool. I'm a boy way too cool. It's time to kill the enemy. Killing people's war. Rico, I watch you. Arm stubble, motherfucker. That UZI make everybody die. This submachine gun ain't the one. It's no joke. Everybody getting smoked. Spread pigs, politicians, avaricious businessmen. Oink, oink, bang, bang, spray, spray. Brrrrat. Black power, blood baths, and lead showers.
I won't deny ya, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but you can't do nothing to us.
cause he's like a rap star. It's nothing without the car. With boom, rough, and rugged. I'm dressing the man public. My attitude was bucket. These motherfuckers love it to be a soldier. Must make they compose at ease. Don't like it's complicated. Only what you make it to be. And my ambitions as a rider to catch you while she hot. And horns go up inside her. Then I put some game in the ear. Go to the telly, ho. He put with money in the bin. Cause bitch, I'm belly broke. I'm smoking bomb ass weed. Feeling crucial. From player to player to gang. Point and game type, yeah. Recycling Bogart, wrapping up the same night.